Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to Club Live here on Club at 22, the Rangers podcast. We are live on YouTube tonight and it's very much a Q&A special. Get your questions in the chat and we'll do our best to get through as many as we can, as well as discussing other bits and pieces along the way. I am Scott Carney. Joining me tonight as a full house, Ali Pearson. How are you?
Not too bad. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, Carney, dropped my missus off at the airport for a hen do this weekend.
I thought you were going to say because you were so excited to come on the podcast, mate, because we've not done one in a
while. Well, to be honest, I was that excited that I knew Mr. Kamar Roof, aka Ryan Haymarch, was back for his Kamar Roof performance. So I was delighted that he's back in the podcast. So I had to be on tonight for this one.
Yes. And yeah, fresh back from Cheltenham. Ryan, how are you? How was Cheltenham, mate?
It was good. It was a long few days. I almost had to phone you to get a bit of guidance on how to open this laptop and start it up. It's been that long since I've been on it. Had to blow a good coating of dust over it. But yes, Cheltenham was very good. It was a long few days. Lost all my money. Guinness pouring out my pores as always. And Barbados wasn't bad either, mate. I don't think I've been on since Barbados.
Honestly, and you're away again soon.
I know, it is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. It really is. And making up the full house tonight is Nicky Oven. Nicky, how are you?
Very good, mate. Feels like a while since I've been on as well, actually. It's just disappointing that we've not had a game midweek to talk about or a game tomorrow to look forward to, but I'm looking forward to a Q&A with our listeners, mate. So good to be on and good to see the rest of the guys as well.
Yes, yeah, it's good to be back. I say it feels extra long because of the cancelled game on Sunday that we've not been on. So, I say it's been a busy week for me. So, yeah, it's good to be back. It is very much good to be back. We'll start off tonight, first of all, by saying happy 50th birthday to Mr. Philip Clement, who turns the big 5-0 today. Happy birthday, Gaffer, from all of us. Ali, we'll start with the cancelled game at Dens. Your thoughts on that fiasco, mate, and the arms and legs that it's grew from there?
I'm disappointed, to be fair, because I wanted to play the game, Carney. I wanted to get it out of the way, especially with Hibs coming up and then obviously the Celtic game coming up. So, but it's a complete farce, though. I mean, Rangers travelled up there the night before, as they do, and they stay up that neck of the woods. And for Clement to come out and say that the kit man was the guy that told him, because he was down early doors, that the pitch wasn't playable, they were putting sand on it. They're the guy that owns Dundee's the American or something was out doing interviews, pretending that he was on the park doing stuff, say the game could have been playable at 3 o'clock. What a lot of garbage. This is the fourth time Dundee have done this. It's an absolute farce. Clement was banging the money when he said Dundee was the only park out of the whole of Scotland. This is going down to the lower leagues. that was postponed because of the weather. And this was weather that happened on Thursday, Carney, the game we played at Ibrox in the wet weather. So it's a farce. I think Dundee, I don't know what you do. Fine them or something. I don't think you go down. A lot of folk have said point deductions or give Rangers 3 points or all this, but I think that's a lot of nonsense. But they need charged for it, Dundee, because that's far too many times for me, Carney, and it's disappointing. Some people say it's good, possibly, because Rangers get time to rest players, potentially, but I would rather have played it, Carney. So, disappointing, but it is what it is, and it's Scottish football, so don't be shocked.
Yeah, Ryan, is there too much looking into it in sense of they like their pitch being a bit of a cow field in order to level the playing field, if you like, when they're playing teams that are better at football than they are? Is there anything in that, or is this just a sheer lack of talent from ground staff or care for ground staff to maybe think, maybe we should put covers over this for the next couple of nights?
Ah, you and your common sense, Carly. I've missed that. Maybe a bit of both. I think that we all fancied Rangers to go there and get the 3 points. I'm not saying it'd be a walkover, but the way we play football, the momentum we had, okay, prior to the Benfica Motherwell game, you would fancy us to go there and win. Yeah, if the pitch is in a bad condition, you don't fancy us to play much football, but we'd still get the job done. I would still fancy us to get the job done, but the fact the game's not even on, Carney, is just... I text one of my mates, lives down south. He's not a... He's a Scotland fan. He doesn't really support any kind of club team. Weirdo. And he likes his English football. And I'm always texting him saying, you can shove that English Premier League up your backside. It's a tourist league. I'm always slagging it because it's not the quality they make it out to be. And I was slagging on Saturday night because I watched the highlights of the Premier League and I said, look at the defending, look at the mistakes. And then we get a game called off. Another Premier League, the only game in Britain to be called off due to weather, and he bounces back saying, what about the singe? It's a farce that it was off, Carney. They've not been taking care of the pitch. There's something not right there for me if that game's been off, because yes, there's heavy rain, but it was heavy rain all across the country, and I just don't understand. Have they taken the night off? Have they been hitting the piss? I don't know what it is, but yeah, put covers on the bad parts of your pitch. Make sure you take care of it, fork it, whatever they do. I don't know if we're getting the guys to do ground maintenance, but that game could definitely be on if they're taking care of their pitch, and let's hope it's in a better condition, 10th of April, so yeah.
Yeah, Rangers on tour with a very early contender for comment of the night. When the ground staff started putting sand out, Ryan appeared with a sunlight jar. Which is a very good comment. That's definitely an early shout for comment of the night. That's a cracker. That's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, Nicky, look, there's lots of people saying the different punishments and stuff that they'll get. They're not the only ones with a bad pitch, but you know how bad St Johnston's pitch is, and obviously the plastic pitch, is actually a question about that as well to come. But in terms of the punishment they'll get, I think the last one was a £50,000 fine, and £45,000 of that was suspended, so it was only £5,000. But even at that, they have to come up with a plan for the long term to improve the playing surfaces in the entire top league. Maybe apart from the kind of top two, three, maybe teams in the country, everybody really needs to raise the standards of their pitches, because we're selling our game short again.
Yeah, 100%, mate. I, to be honest, I won't lie, I wasn't massively disappointed to get binned. I think in the build-up to the game, we talk a lot about momentum. We obviously had massive momentum after the loss to Celtic in the new year. We won 11 or 12 on the bounce. I'm not convinced we had massive momentum going into that game. If you think about it, we drew with Benfica, I think we'd lost to Motherwell, and then ultimately we lost to Benfica. There was some very tired legs, and I don't care what MD says, that part would have been a leveller. Like, you would expect Rangers to go up there and win it, but that part would have been a leveller. The guys make a brilliant point. Rangers play some good football. They've played some really good football under Clement. They just wouldn't have been able to do that. They would have to revert to long ball, I think, a lot, and it would become a battle. And I think given the fact that we have been, let's face it, struggling through games at the minute with the same 13, 14 bodies, I'm not convinced another battle on the Sunday was the best thing. Obviously, it's annoying, right? Because I think what you would like is you would want that buffer getting into the Old Firm, wouldn't you, where you've got the opportunity to go further ahead. It looks at the minute that we will go into the Old Firm behind Celtic. That's on the assumption that we both win the games coming up in the run-up to the Old Firm. But I think when you think about the fixture that's been rearranged, it's probably benefited us. But likewise, you could argue, people moaning about, oh, it's benefiting Rangers, it's benefiting Dundee as well, right? It's benefiting us because we got a week to prepare for the Old Firm. But it's then benefited Dundee because they then have to play us. We then need to travel up there right after a massive game against Celtic. So you could argue it's benefited them as well. But I feel for the fans. I think the thing that was most frustrating for me, Scott, was you heard that Don Robertson was... They had a local ref assessing the park at 9 o'clock in the morning because Don Robertson's still lying in his scratcher or whatever he is, right? So why is Don Robertson not up there looking at the park? He then rocks up at 10 o'clock. So you do feel for the fans, right? I've seen a few. They were travelling from Stupid O'Clock down south, coming up here, up to Dundee, to get all the way up there an hour before kickoff, an hour and a half before kickoff, and it's been. So I think that's frustrating, but you're right that the park situation with a few of these clubs is a shambles. I mean, I've played in junior and amateur parks, peak December, peak January, that are far better condition than that. And you kind of go, what's the ground staff doing? I get that a lot of my football was played in Glasgow, right? And you could maybe argue that the East Coast gets slightly worse weather. But when you're paying full-time ground staff, surely it's common sense, as you say, to be able to look after a park, to assess what the weather is and get whether it's covers or people working on the park for days. Because I think Clement made a comment about, oh, they've been out working since 5 a.m. They should have been out working Friday. They should have been out working Saturday. They should have been out working Sunday, making sure that park was ready to go. So it's just another farce, mate. But as I say, on the whole, I don't think, in hindsight, I don't think I'm massively disappointed. I don't think that the momentum was necessarily there. We've then got a breather with 2 weeks. We've got two fixtures before we then need to play Dundee again. You've hopefully get bodies coming back and hopefully we can take care of them on the 10th, as Ryan says.
Yeah, and Paul had asked the question, what punishment would they get? I don't think they'll get anything. One thing I think should be considered, and I know it doesn't make everything all rosy for Rangers as a football club, but see every fan that was due to go there, give them their money back. When they go again, it's just, for me, that's quite a simple fix. Everybody would be like, ah, fair enough, okay, we get a free ticket out of this. I don't see what the issue would be in doing something like that, but Dundee cannot afford for that to happen. It's as simple as that. So the fine that they'll get will match their financial position, their financial whatever they have. But for me, just refund everybody's ticket and give them all free access on Wednesday. I think it's really as simple as that for me. I think that's a fair enough punishment, I really do. We'll leave that there. We'll move on to the kind of glamour friendly, if you like, that was announced on during the week there, Man United at Murrayfield. Our friendlies this season won't be at Ibrox due to the work that will be getting done at Ibrox during the summer, so everyone will be away, like Murrayfield, for example. So I'll let the Rangers dad go first. Ryan, your thoughts on the friendly with Man United?
Oh, I'm offended. I thought you were going to go to one of the boys here. I always like we play a big team for a tie like that because it generates more revenue for the club. It's more attractive for the fans to go to. I'll be honest, Carney, I think it's more attractive for the fans to go to Murrayfield. I think Ibrox, we've all been to these friendlies. It's a kind of day out to go to Murrayfield, something different. Travelling through Edinburgh for the fans that don't come from Edinburgh, travelling through Edinburgh, something a bit different. I think the atmosphere will be a bit better as well because you're not a lot of people won't be sitting in their season ticket seats, obviously, or all fans won't be in their season ticket seats. So I think it'll be a half-decent atmosphere at it. For me, I'm like I said in the chat, friendlies, personally, Rangers da, here it comes. They just don't interest me. I know, was it Bill Struthers, was it Wallace? Somebody will say in the comments, Rangers don't have friendlies, they're challenge matches. I do like that. I think nowadays they are very much played in a friendly manner. You don't really get a competitive friendly very often these days. So I don't do much. I think it's because I can't shout, Carney. I think it's because I can't shout to players. I don't like a friendly, but it's definitely, listen, it's got to play Man United in a friendly is attractive throughout Murrayfield. Possibly the only criticism for it is the prices are a bit high, yeah. In my opinion. Is that to do with Murrayfield? Probably. But I think it's a good opportunity for folk to take their kids through or have a day out with the boys, go to the pub, probably sit together. And it'll be a good, there will be a good atmosphere, there's no doubt, and it'll be a good preparation for us getting into, fingers crossed, I think it'll be Champions League qualifiers. I don't know about the... Do we get an automatic spot if we win the league this year?
I think you do this year, Ryan. I think you do this year. There's a lot of threat for next year, but I think you still get it this year.
Well, hopefully we don't have a Champions League qualifier and we're going straight in, but it's good preparation for the upcoming season, Carly. That's the way to look at it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the only bit that I thought was, oh, it's a bit pricey, but as you say, Ali and I are suckers and we've already bought tickets and we're already going to make a day of it. Ali, your thoughts on it? And before that, Pamela, happy 50th birthday. She's going to watch it from the bath tomorrow. That's a wee bit of an inside joke when we met Pamela, and she she don't know she watched from the bath. Me and Ali looked like awkward little boys and went, I don't really know how to answer that. But no, Pamela, happy birthday from all of us. Enjoy it. But yeah, your thoughts on the friendly? It should be a good day, mate. We'll definitely be making a day of it.
Aye, but it kind of came out the blue, Carney. I didn't hear any rumbles about it, to be honest. Yeah. And I completely forgot about us doing the upgrades to the Copeland in the summertime. So it is the only real chance to see Rangers in a pre-season friendly at home in Scotland, if you want to say. I know it's north of Ibrox. Aye, it's pricey. I looked at it, Carney. I mean, there's tickets up to 70, 80, 90 quid in it. But as you say, you're not forced to go to the game. You don't need to pay it. But it's a glamour friendly. Man United will have a lot of players out because of the Euros is on, so it won't be a full strength Man United team. But as Ryan and yourself say, it's more of a day out, Carney, to be honest. The football is a slight sideshow to it. You're going through to Edinburgh, you're going through to Murrayfield. We unfortunately didn't get to go to the Rangers Hearts game when Hearts were playing at Murrayfield away
because
back
our
then.
Friend decided to get bloody married on that day.
Yes. I know, and I was best man as well, so I couldn't even get out of that. So, yes. it looked a cracking day out at Murrayfield. I think Rangers won 3-1. Kenny Miller came back, I think, and scored 2 goals. But it was. Murrayfield holds something like 67,000 people, I think. It's I think it'll be a cracking day out. July, hopefully the weather's quite decent as well. So I know there's a few of us going through for it, Carney. So I think it'll be quite an enjoyable day. But it's a glamour tie. Rangers Man United, I think the last time we played was Champions League. I was not, my boss is a Man United fan, so I was kind of noising him up today about it. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it. 4 PM kickoff as well on the Saturday. It's kind of fixed to be a good day, and I'd imagine we'll be an early start and a late finish. So I'm very much looking forward to it. I wonder if we'll sell beer at it, Jink? Because Murrayfield, do you think they will?
Oh, I don't know, because it's a football game.
I wonder if you might get it because it's Murrayfield, it's Edinburgh. Well, you'll be able to, you can drink in the streets in Edinburgh.
You can do it, aye. Yeah,
I actually said that in an Edinburgh accent. Did you hear that?
You did. That was an Edinburgh Uri accent you brought coming
with. Culture there for you.
You drink the street, eh? Drink the street, eh? Yeah, definitely. Nicky, your thoughts on the tie?
Similar, mate. Rangers da coming out in me. I struggle to find myself getting motivated and up for friendlies. But as far as names go, in terms of teams you're playing, Man United is right up there, right? One of the biggest clubs in the world. It is a glamour tie. It is a brilliant opportunity for fans, as the guys say, to have a day out in Edinburgh, a day out at Murrayfield, a change of scenery than Ibrox and not having to travel too far, hopefully. But similar to Ali's point, I think the key thing for Rangers and the fans will be hopefully Manchester United come up with a decent pool of players, and it's not their kind of under-21s are playing. It would be good to see a few of the bigger names who maybe aren't at the Euros or for whatever reason are in the squad, mate. So yeah, it'll be a good day out for fans. I don't think I'll be going through. I suspect I'll be busy changing nappies at that point, mate. But good. Certainly a good friend on paper.
You'll get plenty of chat from us in the chat, I would imagine. Me and Ali are going for the day out, let's be honest.
Aye, Dixie's going as well, so strap yourself in.
Dixie's going as well, yeah, so strap yourself in. Bobby's asked what work's getting done at Ibrox. They are starting work on the disabled access facilities at the back of the Copeland. They are building a, what did they call it, a counter lever at the back of the Copeland. So that work's getting done over the summer. They're starting that. And then I think they're doing the broom loan as well. Is that right? They're doing both sides. So yeah, that's what's getting done. So there'll be no friendlies at Ibrox during the summer. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's a cracking day. It's a reason to go through to the capital, if you like, and have a bit of a day out. A bit expensive, mind you, I was like, bloody hell, but yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. Before I come to questions, yes, go for it, mate.
So, sorry to interrupt you there, Justin just put a comment down there saying about the Walter Smith statue. I don't know if that's true or not. Do you know if that's true? Because that's very pleasing if it is.
Outside the Edmondson House, it looks like they've started works. They've put a fence around it, and it looks like they've put like the centre of a plinth in, almost like the holder of a plinth in the bottom of it. So I think he could be onto something there. I've got nothing confirmed. I've not actually heard it anywhere else, but I remember seeing the picture during the week there of it. So I think it's I think it is happening. It looks like, I can't imagine what else it would be there. Quite a good place for it to go as well, I think, actually. Just outside the museum and stuff like that.
That needs to be a good statue.
We can't have that Ronaldo revealed one. Like,
exact same thing. You always go back to that Ronaldo one, don't you?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Can't be having that. It needs to be good. So yeah, no, I think the foundation's there and it's starting, which is brilliant. I'd imagine the club will release something quite soon. Obviously, if people can see it, like the work happening, I'd imagine the club will release something. But looks like that's what it's going to be, which is brilliant. Really good. Definitely well and truly deserved. I think we'd all agree with that. Nicky, I'll come back to you because I'm sure you, Ryan, and yourself will be absolutely heartbroken to hear that Borna Barisic looks like he signed a pre-contract and he will be away at the end of this season. I know you're not the biggest fan of him, but I think we got our money out of him. I think for the money that we paid, the money we paid for him, I think he's repaid us for it, and he's been a decent servant for the club.
No, 100%. Listen, I like to think I'm a realistic fan. I know I go at Borna Barisic at every opportunity. He does frustrate me. He really frustrates me. I think he is very, very limited, but I think, as you say, Scott, what did we pay? 1.5 million, 1.8 million, something like that. He's been here, 4-5 years now, roughly, there or thereabouts. He probably came at the start of kind of Gerrard's tenure, I think. I think he's more than paid his back in that. I think, particularly in his first couple of years, he was strong. He was a good contributor to the team. I think in the 55 season, you think back, I think he was still quite one-dimensional, but I don't think you can argue his numbers. I think that year, and maybe in particular the year before, him and Tavernier's numbers were fantastic, the amount of assists they put on for that team. I'm happy that Borna Barisic is moving on. I think the biggest frustration though is it's just another situation like Morelos, like Kent, where we've held on to players, right? You look at Morelos, you look at Kent, you look at Borna Barisic. If they're sold at their peak, without being too blue-tinted specs here, it's the best of 30 to 40 million quid you could have got for the three players, if not slightly more, right, if you sell them at their peak. There was a few murmurs two or three years ago about Borna Barisic being in the sort of 5 to 10 million pound bracket. I think there was big teams in Italy, etc., looking at them. So it's just frustrating. Obviously, I wish him all the best and whatever he does next. I think you're right. We've absolutely got our money's worth out of him. As I say, the biggest frustration there is he's an individual that should have been moved on probably 24 months ago now, when he was at peak, and we should have taken the money then when there was interest, and it should have been reinvested in a left back at that point. I know at that time we were looking at people like Josh Doig, etc., which is, I think, the frustration we all have with the scouting and the recruitment over the last couple of years. So, no, I wish him all the best and whatever he does next, but he's kind of served his time. Been to finish on a low, I don't really want to see Borna Barisic between now and the end of the season. Yilmaz needs to play every single week for me unless he's injured.
Yeah, no, I get that, mate. I get where you're coming from, because Ridvan he's come on leaps and bounds. But in terms of Barisic, Ali, Nicky's spot on. He has to be towards the last of these people that we let their contracts run down and they move on for nothing. We should have got at least our money back for Borna Barisic in order to break even after even the service that he did get. We should have at least made a small profit, probably, you could argue. But he's been a decent servant for the club. But we do have to now, we're copping now. I think it will change. I do think it will change. I don't think you'll see many of these players getting their contract running down to nothing. We are still very much at the tail end of the Ross Wilson era, I suppose you could call it. So there is a few that are still going to leave for nothing, but wish Borna nothing but the best.
Nah, pound for pound, what did he cost us? 2 million quid or something? Nah, I thought he was a good signing for us. Agree with Nicky, we've held on to him too long. He's been there 6 years or something, which is a long time, to be honest, in football at the moment. Our player trading model should be bringing him in for like 2 million. Probably should have moved him on after 55. And made money on him. We didn't. We've sat on him. This season he's been really poor. I mean, that game that he came in a couple of weeks ago, Karen, he was rotten. I don't like giving Ryan credit, and I gave him credit. I don't know if he listened to the podcast when he was sunning himself in Barbados, but I did give Ryan credit in terms of he did call about Yilmaz ages ago, and I think we kind of went, I'm not too sure about him, but Yilmaz has nailed that left-hand slot down. He's different. He's dynamic. He adds something different to the Rangers team. You see what he adds. And you see when Barisic comes in, it goes back to the same old. So, I wish him nothing but the best, to be honest. But 6 years is far too long to be at a club like us, Carney. But pound for pound, he was a decent enough signing for us, to be honest. But, yeah, thanks very much, Borna. But Yilmaz going forward for me, yes.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, Butland can be here for 6 years if he wants. I'm quite happy with that. Ryan, I'll leave the final thought on Mr. Barisic to yourself. Be careful, because the moth might be watching.
I've had many chats with him. I'm not going to slate. I'm not going to slate Bourne. I've slated him for the stands and pubs with you guys and on the chats. And you always look at Bourne and Barisic as I think Nicky summed up perfectly. You look at me for the 55 season, and that's where he peaked for me. His delivery at times was phenomenal, probably as good as I've seen in a Rangers jersey, I will say that. For dead balls at times was brilliant. But his time was up. His time was up a long time ago. I'll use it, a very good source. Not summer before, that him and Glenn Kamara were the two people who made it very clear they wanted to leave Ibrox. Why did we not cash in? He was worth an internationalist who has always been about the fringes of Croatia. Let's be honest, even when he wasn't playing with Rangers, he was playing with Croatia. So he was always thereabouts. We would have got money for him last year or the year before, we didn't. And this is something that if the Rangers board do anything from the Borna Barisic time he's had at Rangers, is need to learn for that, because too many players who have become assets for us, Ryan Kent, Alfredo Morelos, Borna Barisic, they need to learn from that, because we've let them run their contracts down and probably cost us a pretty penny, Carney, because they were all worth a lot of money at some point. And sometimes, I think as the Rangers support, I think we get a bit because of where we've been, I think we get a bit too attached to players. I think we become scared of change because, do you know what, Borna Barisic was a good left-back and he did do well for us in the 55 season, so let's just stick with him. It might come back. Alfredo Morelos was brilliant at one point, so let's stick with him. Don't be scared of change. Yilmaz has shown that. Give him a chance. He's in. He's, as Ali said, he's nailed it down and he's completely different to Borna Barisic. And I think we need to kind of embrace that as a fan base as well going forward. And yeah, I don't wish him any harm. And the only reason I say that is because the moth is watching. But yeah, his time is up and it is goodbye, Borna.
Yeah, goodbye, Borna. I say wish him nothing but the best because I do think we've very much got money out of him. I agree with pretty much everything. It's just time to move on from it. He's became part of the old guard that it's time to move on. It's time to move on, invest it, and invest his wages at least into somewhere else, into our youth, into whatever we need to do in order to get cover for Ridvan. And even if there's going to be potential that Ridvan can go due to the kind of form that he's shown towards the summer, we could be looking for two left backs. You never know. But yeah, for Borna, just best of luck to him. That's all I can say. Before I come on to questions from the punters, it is time for a word from our sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Spring Cleaning Champions Manscaped. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use the code CLUBAT22 for 20% off and free shipping. Introducing this season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next generation skin safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Hate making a mess? Not to worry, this bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower with ease. I take it with me everywhere I go because it comes with a fancy little compact case. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature beard hedger pro kit, plus the handyman electric face shaver, which is Alistair's favourite. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CLUBAT22 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code CLUBAT22 at manscaped.com. Everyone loves a bit of spring cleaning, and our friends at Manscaped give you the best tools for the job. Thank you to Manscaped for their continued support. If you use our code, I say it all the time, but if you use our code, you support this podcast and you won't be disappointed in their stuff. Their stuff is fantastic. Nicky, I'm going to ask you, and if you say you've not used these, mate, you're probably going to take a break the way that Ryan has recently. Have you tried your kit yet?
I absolutely have, mate. It is the best.
Brilliant.
For a man who has used a few other of their competitors, might I say, I have been changed. I'm staggered by the improvement in the Manscaped product, mate.
Good, mate. Happy days. That's the way it should be. But generally, well, I know everybody thinks we do just say it, but their stuff is absolutely brilliant. It really is. Right, we'll come to a few questions now. Christopher McLaren asked on YouTube, when I put a post up, he was asking about the kind of plastic pitches. He says the dreaded plastic pitches. Hopefully Livingston get relegated. Dundee United win the championship only because they've got a grass pitch. I don't wish any good on Dundee United, I really don't. But second is Raith Rovers, who also play on a plastic pitch and have a chance of promotion. We potentially mean that one plastic pitch goes down, one plastic pitch comes right back up. How can we ever attract decent players when we still have these so-called pitches in our league? And do you think that they will see them disappear from the league altogether? Ali, correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's a law coming in, is there not? I think it's by the end of season 28, maybe, or 27, 28, because I know Kilmarnock are definitely changing theirs, and I think there's Livingston are in a kind of, whether they're in a chat, I doubt they're in a chat, but I think they're thinking about changing theirs to grass as well. For me, if you're a Premier League team, you should be playing on grass. It is really as simple as that for me.
That we shouldn't have them. I mean, Livingston's had call-offs this season because of their pitch, and it's a all-weather pitch. So, how does that work? But, Livingston will go down this year. Livingston are miles off it. So, they'll go down. Kilmarnock, as you say, they're digging their pitch up in 2 years or something. So that'll change. But no, in the top flight in Scotland, it should be a grass pitch, Carney. There's no reason why there can't be a grass pitch. There's some teams like Motherwell. I mean, Motherwell had a horrific pitch years ago and they dug it up and put a proper one. It's probably one of the best pitches in Scotland, Motherwell's pitch now. So, if you're in the top flight, Carney, it should be a grass pitch. I didn't know that rule was coming in, to be honest.
I think there is. I could be wrong. I mean, don't quote me on that. Like, I'm very rarely right. So don't quote me on that. But I'm sure there is some. I think there is a law coming. But I don't think it's too late on. But I know Kilmarnock are definitely going to change theirs.
Yeah. I know Kilmarnock's is a definite. I think it's 2026. Again, I could be wrong.
2026, I'm sure it is.
Somebody in the comments can correct us. I'm sure it's 2026, but... Aye, it is a leveler, these parks. I know Rangers should be able to play in any park against these teams because they get better players, but it is a leveler, especially Kilmarnock's park, because you get down there and Kilmarnock used to play in that park. And it is a bogey ground for us and Celtic at times as well. But aye, in this day and age, Carney, the way technology is in terms of your parks, apart from Dundee, but aye, a grass park it should be going forward.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Ryan, your thoughts on past pitches? I think we're all agreement, I think, on this. I don't think I've ever asked Nicky about it, but they shouldn't be in the league.
No, I don't think they should be in the league, Carney. They're just not for me. I don't think anybody will be in favour of them. I never feel as if, and I'm pretty sure, I've never seen Rangers play well on it, if you know what I mean. It always seems to be a kind of struggle. I know they've won games convincingly, but it's never a good game of football, in my opinion. I think Ali's right. Kilmarnock know how to play on it. It's a bogey ground for us and for them as well. I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. There's benefits for the clubs. I understand that. Their games don't get called off. I think they've got all their... Well, my son used to be with Kilmarnock, and Kilmarnock, their youth teams train on the rugby park as well. So they've got those benefits for them. But surely it's... I look to invest in ground staff, drainage, whatever you need to do. Other teams seem to be able to keep decent pitches across the winter. So I think the teams that are struggling, like Dundee, or the teams that are going to change their pitches from plastic to grass, need to look at investing in ground staff, drainage, whatever it is, to keep their grass to a good condition, to a Premier League condition, because that's where it has to be. And yes, I am all for getting rid of them. Do you say 2028?
I think so. Don't quote me on it, mate. Honestly, don't.
Yeah, bring that forward to 2025 would be my shout. No, it's just not for me. I don't think... I probably echo what everybody says. Plastic pitches are just a big no for me.
Yeah. Nicky, you've probably played a lot more football than Ali, Ryan and I put together. No offence, lads, but you've probably played more football and I'd imagine you've played on quite a few plastic pitches. What's your take on them? Should they be in the top leagues in Scottish football?
They shouldn't be in the top leagues, to answer your question. I actually quite like plastic parks. I quite enjoy playing on them. I'm I like to play football. I'm not one of these people.
Is that because you've lost the pace a wee bit, mate, and it's a slow game?
Probably I'm a bit 5'8", I know, so I can't win many heaters. So I like the ball on the ground, and I've been to some parks where you go, this is an absolute cow field. I'd much rather go on a plastic park. But no, to answer your question, there's no reason for these parks to be in the top flight. We don't see it in a lot of the other top flights. If we are serious about being a product that Sky and other TV companies want to invest in, we need to take these away. I get that there's some challenges with parks. I know we spoke earlier on about the Dundee pitch. We obviously spoke about the St Johnstone pitch, but it just changes the whole dynamic of a football game. Ryan's right. We just don't adapt well to plastic parks. And that goes for Celtic as well. This isn't just a Rangers thing. Celtic don't adapt well to plastic parks either. We are teams who are expected to dominate the ball. It gives these clubs a complete advantage because they're training on these parks 5 and 6 days a week. They're playing on them twice a week. It completely changes the dynamic of the ball as well. Even on a dry plastic park versus a wet plastic park, it completely changes the movement of the ball, right? The speed, the bounce, everything just changes, and it's just incomparable to a grass park. But as I say, I have played a lot of football. I've played on a lot of grass parks across kind of Glasgow in the West. There is no reason for these top clubs to not be able to maintain a grass park. I think you're right, Scott. I did see a headline about there was noise about them being simply removed from the top league.
Well,
and
also, King Pedro's put up here that there's a vote at the end of this season by the clubs. The relegated teams won't get a vote, but the promoted sides get one, so it needs to be an 11-1 vote. I don't know if that's true, and I'm not being... I don't know if that is true, but if that is the case, then I think there will be a good chance that they could be gone.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, realistically, who would be the only team that would vote for it is potentially Kilmarnock. Well, did you say the relegated team don't get a vote?
Livy won't go down.
Livy will go down.
You think so?
Livy are miles off it. Aye, Livy are about 11 points for safety. They're deep in the water. They're gone.
Are they?
Oh, aye, they're gone, mate. They're about 11 or 12 points for...
they're a guarantee to go down, can't they?
Are they?
So they're gone, mate. So they're off. But anyway, we digress. I think Kilmarnock have already come in. They're already having chats about removing it and putting in a grass park again. So there's two away, ideally. Likewise, you probably don't want Raith coming up if they've got a plastic park. I wasn't aware they've got a plastic park, but I agree with the guys. It's just, they're just a nightmare. I dread going to Livingston. I dread going to Kilmarnock. And it's games that you think we should be gupping these teams, right? But I dread going to them just because we always struggle in these parks. So, and every manager, right? You look at Gerrard, guys that have played at the top of the game. Clement, also very good career. All they do is come in and moan about these parks, right? Professionals don't like them either. So, aye, the sooner we get rid of them, the better, mate.
Yeah, everybody's giving me a good chat. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, I didn't check the league table. I do apologise.
Arrogant Rangers fan.
I know. Absolutely, mate. An ignorant Rangers fan is exactly what I am.
You've offended other Livy fans watching this, by the way.
Sorry, everybody. I know I should have done my homework. But no, they are definitely going down. That's for sure. So, one that I've seen on here actually from Blue Nose John was quite good. If you guys had met Big Phil today, what would you have given him as a 50th birthday present? Ali, if I ask Ali, he'll go oof for about 10 minutes. So, Ryan, I'll come to you first.
A striker.
Brilliant. That's excellent. I don't need any more than that. Nicky, what would you give him?
A cuddle for getting his Rangers back.
That's good. Yeah, right, Ali.
I actually don't know what I'd give him. Ryan's a good one with a striker, though.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I actually don't know why I give him as a 50th birthday present.
Yeah, a cuddle would be a good one for me, I think. Yeah, a cuddle. I think you should both. Ryan just, I don't think you can beat it. A striker? Right. You definitely can't.
A striker,
beat that.
Ryan?
Not Dessers.
I'd give him Lauren Shankland, mate. That's who I want. If I'm being realistic, I'd give him Lauren Shankland, aye. We're opening up a conversation.
Yeah, don't want to go down that road. But no, I thought that was quite a good question. Right, another one from Rob. He asked kind of two questions, really. I'll come to you first. Do you think Kamal Roof could have a big part to play in the title race?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And can Dessers get back to goal scoring form again? One thing I think for sure is that both of them are going to play a part in what form that's going to be, I'm not sure, because I don't know how long Kamal Roof will survive. He says he's feeling good, etc., and he's hopeful of getting a contract deal from Rangers. I sincerely hope that doesn't happen. No offence to him, but he's another one that has to be moved on. But I think both of them are going to have their part to play, mate. They both of them are going to need to score goals.
Both of them have to have a part to play. Dessers, God knows what part he's going to play, the villain or the hero, God knows. Kamal Roof. Kamal Roof will probably score the winner against Hearts in the semi-final, get injured, and then he'll be out for ages, and he'll come back for the final, score the winner for the final. Not done. He's the type of guy, that's what he'll do. Or he'll score the goal that wins us the title or something like that. That's just the type of guy he is. He's a guy that put his top of the Europa League group with his goal, can't he? He's the only guy that would do something like that. He's got big goals in him. So Kamal Roof, yes, I think he will have a part to play. I'll be interested to see if Kamal Roof starts to start games for Rangers, because we've been using him for 15, 20 minutes at the end of games. So I'll be interested. I'll be interested to see who plays against Hibs at Ibrox next week. Dessers for me, Carney, you don't know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah, no.
I'll be honest, and some folk, I know Jamie's not here, and Jamie loves him and that, but...
No, because Jamie's in Nigeria watching the game right now, and he's just scored a penalty.
What is that, what he is?
That's exactly what he is. Yeah, if somebody can get a picture of Jamie and send it to us, that'd be smashing, just to prove that he is there. That'd be great. Yeah.
I hope he's enjoying himself out there, Jamie. But no, Cyril Dessers for me, he's just simply not good enough, Carney. He's not good enough to lead the line for Rangers as a number nine. As a backup in Scotland in some games, I think he'll do all right at Ibrox. But he needs to play a part, because Danilo will not play this season. I know some folk think he might come back. He will not play this season. Sima is another one that's due back soon. But doesn't he play through the middle, Sima? But obviously get Silva that we're playing on the left now, which he looks better out there. So he'll have a part to play there. So he will play a lot of football from now to the end of the season. But what we'll get from him, I don't know, Carney. Again, he's the type of guy that'll score two goals against Hibs at Ibrox. Yeah. Probably get the start against Celtic, not score a goal or something. That's what he's like, to be honest. But it's... Yeah. We need a striker next season. I know Ryan's birthday present to the big fellow was a striker. That is the main thing on the shopping list for next season, Carney. A proper striker for us.
Yeah, Andy Hillis is a good one as well for the previous question. Give Big Phil the 20% code for Manscaped. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Give it for free.
I'll give it for free. I'll give it for none. I'll give it for nothing. Ryan, your thoughts on Roof and Dessers? Look, we don't really have a choice. That's the thing. It's that both of them are going to need to play their part, because we don't really have another option. Danilo will not feature. And if he does, it will be towards the tail end of this season, and he's not played football in how long. And it's a massive injury he's coming back from. So it's Roof and Dessers till the end of the season.
Yeah, Danilo won't play, mate. No chance. If you'd said to me before the window opened in January that you'll get into a title race, the last five, six, seven games of the title race with Kamal Roof and Cyril Dessers, your strikers, I would have literally fallen to the ground. It would have given me the fear. But do you know what? We need to back it. We need to back it. I'm not going to sit here and slate Dessers or Roof. We just need to back it and hope they can come up with big moments for us, because we need them. We need somebody to step up. Carney, you cannot go into, if you look at that Benfica game and you needed something in that game, you needed somebody to just step up or to create a chance, and it didn't work for us. That can't happen in 2 weeks. We'll have the conversation, we'll have the pod, and we'll talk about that in depth. That can't happen in 2 weeks. You need big players to step up in big moments. And Kamal Roof, for all we criticise him and have a laugh and joke about him, Ali's right. He is one of those players. He is one of those players who will score a winner in a big game. And then if it's a big game, if he scores in a cup final, he'll go and lift the trophy with a moon boot on. That is Kamal Roof. if he said to me he can play 60 minutes, I would pick Kamal Roof before I'd pick Cyril Dessers. That's how my head works. That's what we've got, Carney, from now to end of the season. We need to get behind them, and we need to hope they provide big moments across the coming month or two, because we've got some huge games coming up. So, yes, I am behind them 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Offer a house also asked quickly, should we take the Danilo option? He's our player. He is a Rangers player. He'll be with us if he gets a contract, or we sell him. Nicky.
He'll be with us until his contract runs out and we give him away for nothing.
For nothing, mate. I with two broken legs like that. Brilliant. Aye, smashing. Your thoughts, as I say, they're both going to play their part because they're both going to need to score goals. And I think a lot of people now are getting to the point where Kamal Roof is looking a bit fitter and they probably would prefer to see him start over Dessers.
I think in short, mate, Dessers and Roof are going to be massive. If we've got serious aspirations about winning a title or winning a treble or a double, right? Kamal Roof and Dessers, we need them to deliver. The problem I've got with Roof, I'm not convinced we've ever really found his best position at Rangers. He's been here about 4 years. I'm still not convinced we've found his best position. I'm not convinced he's a number nine. The way we play a number nine, where if you think about Morelos and what we used to ask him to do, right? Morelos used to occupy two, if not three, a back four on his own. He used to occupy two centre-backs and he would also move his cell onto right-backs and left-backs as well. He would run channels, he would be a focal point, he would hold the ball up, he would score goals. I'm not convinced Roof can do that as a nine. I then go, I don't think he can play out wide. I think probably his best spell, in my opinion, for me, was the first season we had him under Gerrard, where we didn't really play wingers, although we played a kind of 4-3-3 or a 4-2-3-1, whatever way you want to call it. Gerrard or Beale, if he was the supposed brains behind the operation, he kind of played with those kind of inverted 2-10s as opposed to wingers, didn't he? He liked Ryan Kent and whoever was on the right side, whether it was a Joe Aribo or a Kemar Roof or whoever it was, to kind of come inside the park a wee bit. I tend to think that was probably where we get the best out of Kemar Roof, because I think if you isolate him, he's nae use. I think we've seen a couple of times where we've went to Celtic Park, he's been completely isolated up the park himself. And when you're playing balls up and you're wanting somebody like an Alfredo Morelos to run a channel, hold the ball up, win a foul, I don't think Roof can do that. On the flip, however, Ryan's point, Kemar Roof delivers big moments. He delivers big goals and big moments. My biggest challenge is, where do we fit him into this team? I don't think he's good enough to lead the line as our number. I don't think he's fit enough. I don't think he's got legs to lead us as a number nine. But then on the flip side, you go, if a chance falls to somebody in the box, is it Cyril Dessers or Kemar Roof? Who do you want? It's Kemar Roof every day of the week, mate. So I think absolutely he will play a big part if he can stay fit. He will score goals. I'm just not convinced about whether I would trust him to lead the line as a number nine. Maybe a game at Ibrox against maybe lesser opposition, but these games are limited now. We've only got a couple of games left. We then go into the split where we're going to be playing teams who are playing for, let's face it, the title. They're going to be playing for European places, etc. I think you probably stick with Dessers, to be honest, even though his goal conversion is nowhere near as good as I think somebody like Kemar Roof would be. I think he probably gives you slightly more in that position than maybe what Kemar Roof would give you.
Yeah, I get it, mate. I get it. But I think both of them are going to be crucial, no matter what, the way you look at it for the rest of the season. Quick questions, a couple. I'll answer this on behalf of all of us. John Allen's asked, what do you guys think about our corners? Hoaching, absolutely hoaching, and everybody will agree with that. And Aldo asked, when's the next live event? It will be in summer. It will be in summer. I will hopefully announce it within the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, just keep your eyes and ears peeled on the socials and obviously on here, and I'll announce when the next one is going to be. But, yes, we will do it again, and we are going to do it again, and it will look like it will be summer. We just need to plan around Ryan's 85 holidays that he's got booked in. So we'll move on to James Quinn, who asked, how much will be invested in the summer if we win the league, considering we had a rebuild last summer? Ryan, you want to take that first?
How much?
It depends how much money we get for players leaving. Yeah.
Yeah. Depend on how much we get with players leaving. It would depend if we win the league or not, because you've got that automatic Champions League money. That'll determine a lot of it. And I'll be honest with you, I say this all the time and I end up megging my face sometimes not. I don't think overly matters too much about how much you're going to invest, because if you're shopping in the right markets, and I hate saying this, and I'll get shot down for it, but you look at that lot, and they targeted a market under a previous manager, and it worked for them, and they had big balls to do it, but they got players dirt cheap who have proved assets for them, and they will sell them on, and that's where I look at it for Rangers, and I think Clement and Niles Coppin will look at it and think, where's the best market for value for Rangers? We need to look at something different, and I think you can already see it with Diamandé. What did we pay for? $4-5 million for him. I'm confident he's going to be a player that's going to go again, Carney. I think that shows you can get quality. I know some people criticised him for his performance against Benfica. I think that was really harsh, I'll be honest. The young lad playing a big match like that, an atmosphere with the demand that he has to acclimatise to, but I've no doubts he'll be a big player for us and he'll move again. A bit like maybe Aribo and Bassi, I think he'll go again like that. But it's targeting the right market currently more than how much money we're going to spend is my view on it.
Yeah. Nicky?
Even if we win the league, I don't think we're going to shoot the lights out with massive net spend. I mean, we all talk about Beal and how much he was backed. I mean, Beal spent 15, 16 million quid, but we probably brought in about 11 or 12 that summer. If you think about Glenn Kamara, Fashion Sakala, I think Kolač was the other probably one that went for decent funds. We probably brought back in the best guts of sort of 10 to 12 million. So the overall net spend was probably in about 3 or 4 million, maybe, and that's a rebuild, right? So I don't envisage we're going to just get into a market and spend 20 million quid net, right? We're just those days are done, unfortunately. The Champions League's a game changer. I think the new format, two additional fixtures as opposed to the usual six, I think they're now talking upwards of, 40, 50 million kind of guaranteed to get in there. That would be massive for us. I think it would also be a nightmare for us if they get their horns on it again. So I think we need to do everything we can. We need to push the boat out, throw the kitchen sink, whatever metaphor you want to use, to make sure we win a title this year. But yeah, Diamandé's obviously one who looks as though we've kind of got, I think it's an obligation to buy. So I almost think we need to spend the £4-4.5 million. I do think we will spend money. I think, as I say, we've spoken about this a lot on the pod. Phil Clement now has enough credit in the bank, I think, that he can improve players. But I think even if you look at the boys he's brought in, right, Cortez has been really unfortunate with his injury. Looked brilliant. Looked really, really good. Diamandé, I think there was a few murmurs about he maybe wasn't great about Benfica. I actually thought he was all right. He's really busy. I think he's been something that we've been massively lacking in that centre mid, the kind of energy and the box-to-box dynamic that he gives us. And even Fabio Silva, I don't think he looked brilliant as a nine. Clement seems to have found him, whether it's by Clement and his eye for a player or whether it's because of lack of options, we've kind of found a position for him and he seems to be shining as well. So I think Clement now has enough credit in the bank that you go, if we're serious about continuing to improve, whether we win the title this year or not, and if we want it, we have aspirations to win it again next year or for the first time next year, then he does need to be backed. But without bursting Andy's bubble, I don't think it's going to be a case of we have a 15 or 20 million quid net spend. I do think, to Ryan's point, we need to shop smart. And I think there will be a player trading element that comes into it as well in terms of who we can actually get out the door.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on. Ali, any more to add on that, really?
Not really, to be honest. There'll be a lot of players leaving Ibrox in the summer. We need to get the wage bill down. That's a big thing that Rangers need to get down, because our wage bill's far too high. So there'll be a lot of that out the door. You don't need to spend money to get good players in. As Ryan says, if you shop clever, there is players out there. Jack Butland on a free. Sterling as well. I don't think we paid that much money for Sterling. I don't think we paid anything for him. So there is players out there if you shop clever. So aye, I think they'll spend Rangers, but if nothing mental, to be honest.
No. We'll finish up with two questions, one from Andrew Muir, one from Justin Muir. We'll finish up with them. question from Andrew was, name three priorities you would put in force to improve the SPL. I'll go first. I would remove the split immediately. I would plastic pitches. I would get rid of every single one of them, and I'd make the league bigger. I think the league would be better being bigger, so we're not playing teams four times a season. I don't think we need to be doing that. I think you should be playing teams maybe three times the top four, maybe. If you want to go fours, I think it's a bit too much, but you can end up playing teams five, six, seven times. It depends the cups as well, but I think to improve it, I think to make the league bigger. I know there's not a lot of backing for that because it removes probably as many as Old Firms there would be, but you would like to think a kind of Rangers at their best, Celtic at the best, they're going to meet in the cups as well. So I think you would get them, you would get it there at some point. So yeah, that would be my three. I would remove the split immediately, remove plastic pitches, and make the league bigger. Ryan?
Oh, I disagree with one of your points. I know that's not the question, but the making the league bigger, I understand what you're saying there about it. You totally make good points on it, but I couldn't play Celtic just twice a season. That's what I'd be worried about. And I think Sky would pull the plug if we only played them twice a season. I think I need that four times a season. I'm not lying to you, if we're winning. but it would be a long season for me if we just played them twice. I would like to see the SPFL force teams into improvement plans. How do they start filling stadiums? How do they start making the product better, more attractive to fans coming to the games? Going to St Johnston, these places where the stadium is completely empty is unacceptable. Give the tickets to kids. Make safe standing. Bring the tickets to lower prices. Do you have alcohol vouchers where you get two tokens for alcoholic drinks? Do you give free travel to the games the way Germany does? They need to make the product so much more attractive. So you pick your three out of that, mate. That's the way I look at it. They just need to make the product more attractive because they are dinosaurs and they're just taking bone. Neil Doncaster, we could do a podcast on him. He's happy to just nod away and sign his contracts. They need to make the product a lot more attractive than it is.
Yep. Ali?
I think James has got a good point there. I think you could probably go to a 14-team league keeping the split, which would still keep the Old Firms in there for Sky, just to keep them happy. So there's potential there. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see at the bottom end of the league, Carney, more of a relegation battle, if you want to say, because the way it's set up, as you say, Livingston are going to go down, but then the second place team in the Premiership have the benefit because of the way they do this playoff. The Championship teams, they don't really get a chance, to be honest. So I would change the bottom bit as well. In terms of relegation, yeah, I think the Championship in England's a brilliant league in terms of the way they do their top one, in terms of that playoff game they have, it's richest game sport, whatever it is. So yeah, the plastic pitches as well we've covered, and oh god, what else? Referees,
full time refs, yeah,
full time referees. But even at that, car, they probably still wouldn't improve it, to be honest.
But it would attract people because it's more of a career than it is. It's not like a hobby to these guys; it's a full time career for them.
Because the referees this season has been a big thing, and VAR's come in to help them. But as we said, when Ryan actually said that. When we're talking about VAR coming in, I think he said something about it's the same idiots that'll be operating VAR. So how's it going to improve the game? And you see what's happening at the moment. It's there's a lot of stuff to improve with Scottish football, to be honest. As we say, they're dinosaurs that are in charge of Scottish football, can't they? So don't hold your breath in terms of improvements in Scottish football coming.
No. Nicky, any more to add? I think you could probably, as Ryan...
Nothing to add, mate. The three I'd probably written down was the parks. I think a change of the structure at the top. Doncaster and his cronies make countless bad decisions over the years, not going to tenure on the TV deal, just as a minimum, right? Just stuff like that. And then, yeah, I agree with Ali. The thing we moan about every single week is referees. We need to do something about that.
Yeah. The final question is from Justin, and I'm kind of scared to ask it because I think every one of our answers is going to be exactly the same because we're all kind of similar ages. Who's your favourite number eight ever for Rangers? it's Paul Gascoigne for me, and it will never change, because when I see a number 8 in the back of a jersey, I think of Paul Gascoigne in the back of Rangers jersey. So for me, it's Paul Gascoigne. Ali?
I thought Justin was going to ask, when are we coming to America, to Texas? That's what I thought the question was, because Ryan could do with another holiday, so I'd like to get us out there for that.
Well, I'm waiting for Ryan to pay for it, because he clearly has the money to kind of spread about amongst every continent on this planet. So surely he can take the lads away on a holiday in New York.
Yeah.
No, Texas, was it Texas? Is it Texas we'd be going to?
Texas, Justin's from. But no, in terms of our lifetime, as you say, we're all kind of similar ages, grew up through 9 in a row. Aye, Gascoigne for me. I know we just did the live show with the boys for Heart and Hand the other night there. So, aye, Gascoigne. The guy, I think Rangers maybe had the best out of Gascoigne. And Walter Smith, obviously, was perfect for Gascoigne. But aye, Paul Gascoigne. If you always do a Rangers 11, Carney, it's Paul Gascoigne in your team all the time. Aye, yeah. And Loudrop. So your number 8 is Gascoigne.
Yeah, Ryan. I know I love Ryan Jack and all that, but it's not even lace the boots of Mr. Paul Gascoigne. Any change in you for that?
Actually, not Gascoigne. It's Nicky Law for me. I thought it was unreal. Law. I thought it was unreal in the journey.
Yeah, unreal in the journey. Is it Gazabat? Yeah.
Gascoigne, mate. Oh, of course, yeah. I always say this when I talk about favourite players. I've said this in the pod before. Brian Laudrup's my god. Love him. Favourite player ever. But I don't think you'll ever see another Paul Gascoigne, if that makes sense. I don't think you'll ever see another one. He was just raw genius. Enjoyed what I was lucky to go every. My dad took me every week to see him home and away. And it was a joy to watch. Just the natural ability that guy had was a joke. And we had him. And it was a pleasure to watch.
A pleasure. Ali?
Thank you very much, Justin Vier. God bless America.
Thank you, mate.
Yes,
thank you
we will be coming to Texas, definitely. Ryan has just texted me to confirm it.
So Ryan's paying. We'll be there. It would be brilliant. Nicky, for you, who's your all-time number 8?
We've been quite blessed with quite a few good number 8s, actually, because I think we obviously Gascoigne's the key one. I'm pretty sure Barry Ferguson started off as number 8. With any Barry Ferguson, I think you're forgetting Stephen Davis as well, by the way, was number 8, who is a lot of people's favourite, but I think Gascoigne.
If I think
about my earliest memories, similar to Ryan, Brian Laudrup will always be my. I don't think anybody, no matter what the day, right, I don't think anybody will overtake Brian Laudrup, but Gascoigne is a very close second, I think. So definitely favourite number 8, Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah, when I think about Gascoigne, I think about the goals he scored and the goals that I've seen as well with my own two eyes, being at Ibrox. You're privileged, you really are privileged to have seen a guy like that play for us, because he was just top drawer, absolutely top drawer. Same as Loudrup in his palm. Loudrup was just tremendous. Loudrup will forever be my favourite Rangers player. It'll never change. But him and Gascoigne together, it was something to behold. That will do us for tonight, gentlemen. Thank you so much for everybody for getting involved in that. We do love doing these, to be honest. It's always good to be able to take a wee kind of a break from the hamster wheel of just constantly talking about current Rangers news. It's nice to dip in and out of different things. So an absolute pleasure to do so. Ali, for tonight, thank you very much.
No problem. Just to watch the Scotland game.
No, you're not.
Not. no, good to be on. Good chat. Good questions for the guys in the comments. But I'm actually quite glad, Carney, that we've got a wee break this weekend from the football, because it's been a wee bit full on. But as we start back next weekend against Hibs, it's full go again. So, yes, as of next week, I'll be gearing up for the Hibs game.
Yeah, Ryan, thank you for showing up. I'm presuming I'll see you, at the end of the season, maybe for a pod?
Yes, thank you, mate. Thank you for the welcome back, lads. Thanks for the welcome back in the comments as well. Listen, I got it tight. I deserve it. I'll take it, but see how my recovery goes this week, and hopefully I can make it 2 pods in a row on Tuesday. Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, you won't be on Tuesday, unfortunately, mate.
that's right.
No podcast.
It'll be Friday. For that comment, mate, you can host next Friday.
Do you know what? I'm going to go on holiday next week.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, no doubt. Nicky, thanks, mate.
Thank you very much, mate. Good to see Ryan back. Ryan, get yourself in one of those cryo chambers, mate, for your recovery after an hour of answering questions, mate. But no, it's good to be back on the pod. It was good to do something. I think it's the first Q&A I've done. actually. So it was good to do something a wee bit different from the norm. But I would agree with Ali, by the way. I'm actually quite glad the away weekend off, because my stress levels have been pretty manic the last few weeks with everything that's been going on. But I likewise, but next week I'll be looking forward to Rangers versus Hibs.
Yeah, absolutely. We will be back next week at the start of the week. I'll be bringing a club extra with pod friend Stevie Clifford as we come on and do a catch up, as we usually do towards international breaks. So we have a wee catch up that should be up early in the week. Not confirmed the record with him, but it will be up. We will be back on Friday and things return to normal from then on in. And obviously we start the build up to the Hibs game and the return of Rangers action. So thank you to everybody for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend. I will speak to you with Stevie next week. Until then, we have been Clubback 22, the Rangers podcast. Cheers, everybody.
Podcast Network. With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.